And we are ready, and we got to put the study up. Shabbat Shalom. Now that horn sounded good. Very good. It's a beautiful day here in Tennessee. Ah, it's gorgeous out. Anyway, we are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabad Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, and it's the Sabbath again. So let's pray and ask God bless and anoint today in Yeshua's name. Heavenly Father, Master of everything, including the universe and beyond, we have no idea where that is. But we just thank and praise you, Lord and God. You know you're a God of the impossible. Bless and anoint this day. We always pray you wash us in your blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. Bless and anoint this day, this Sabbath. Bless the study. Bless the reading of your word. Open our eyes and ears and give us understanding like never before, discernment and reasoning. And I just thank God for the blood of the Messiah today. I pray for healing for everyone that needs healing in the body of Messiah. I thank you for healing all of us in Yeshua's name. Thank you for touching us and advancing your people. Thank God for the blood of the Messiah, and I thank God for every one of you on Pow Talk and right here. And may God prosper you spiritually and physically and with great decisions, godly decisions, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, it's May 2nd. Another month has started in the Gregorian calendar, and I forgot to take off, I forgot to put down what May is. So we'll just delete that. I'll have to fix my website. I didn't put down what May is. But anyway, we still acknowledge God's calendar. We're in the 12th day of Ziv. And time is moving on. This waits for no one, right? And it's a brightness, and today is very bright. Yesterday was very bright, too. And it's definitely flowers. And everywhere I look now, everything is so blooming. It bloomed. I mean, you know, I always kid around my wife as we're driving over the hill. I look at all the trees from a distance. They look like big stalks of broccoli. Anyway, make sure if you have a Judaism calendar, you take off this IR stuff because it's not IR. My ministry is a teaching ministry. We examine everything we do here. We don't do the Torah portions anymore because we found out the rabbis were in control of that. They were leaving out all the chapters pertaining to the Messiah. So we just read the Bible, and it's okay to read Torah portions as long as you also include, you know, every chapter. Don't leave chapters out like the rabbis want you to do. But anyway, I'm here to undelete some things for you. Here's the my websites are still going. You could read them. You could listen to them. You could watch them. And, of course, there's the MP3s. You could download them, right? And that's that right there. If you'd like me to come and visit you, I would love that. There's a link there. Schedule me in. And there's also, we're streaming right now on a Real Player. If you put that little website in your Real Player, you'll see me live. Let me get a little wave out there. Just a reminder, we're not counting Sabbaths. We are counting Sabbaths. We're not counting Omers. And Omer is a sheaf of barley. I said this so much, I get mixed up. Just that some people are still counting the Omer. And if they just read Leviticus 23, 15 and 16, you see right there, seven Sabbaths have to be complete. And right now, this is the fourth Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths that we were told to count, right? And May 24th is coming, because today is it's just 22 more days from now, right? It's going to come quick. The spiritual journey that we're on to meet God again spiritually. How have you been doing so far? Everything going good? Good. Last week I did a radio show last Wednesday, and I was invited on a radio show in Kentucky. That went really good. And I actually met a man there that's one of the administrators that actually visited our congregation in the past, and he loved everything. He was here for 7 hours, and he enjoyed everything. So it's nice to know people do visit us and leave very happy. You know, that everyone is not disgruntled, or everyone, but there are people that really enjoy the services here. That's if you physically come to Nashville. Today's topic is, beware when you think you stand, take heed, lest you might fall. And this is a study that just came into my mind completely out of nowhere. So I always, when it's something like that happens, I start pursuing it and when I'm doing a study. Apostle Paul says, wherefore let him or her that thinks that they stand, take heed lest you fall. And that's really important. I thought I would list some major evil people who were once with God and are now eternally lost. Let's review the journeys, the paths these creatures took. And this is a study. I only basically touching the surface. Satan and his angels were once of the God of Israel, but now they're lost forever. Isn't that amazing? Ezekiel says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that he was created. He was a created being. He was the anointed cherub that protects. Covers means be protected. I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Just think of that. He was there on the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, right before the throne of God. He was perfect in his ways from the day that he was created until iniquity was found in him. Isn't that amazing? By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned. There's that word, sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy bright, thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Isn't that amazing? Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that's us, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. In other words, he went everywhere to pollute by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour you. And I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. It's pretty amazing. And they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. So here's Satan. The covering cherub was cast right out. And then we have, of course, in the letter to Jude right here, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness of the judgment of the great day. That's Jude, verse 6. So we see that these eternal beings that were created, they also can lost their eternity with God. So what's man? Who does man think he is? The next creature I'd like to talk about is Judas. He was also one of the 12, handpicked. He is now lost forever. Just think of that. He's lost forever. These angels are lost forever. Matthew 26:14 says, one of the 12, called Judas, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me that I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver, which is a unique thing because in the Torah, 30 pieces was a dead slave too. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Just think, he was one of the 12. Your own familiar friend has lifted up his heel against you. So you got to watch out for everyone that you think is your buddy and your brother and sister, because that's even happened to us, that some people that we thought were brothers and sisters are not. Matthew 27 says, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Yeshua to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him unto Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, when he had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See you to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And that was just the beginning of his nightmare. So here we have the devil and Judas, and there's probably people between them. I'm just giving you a few evil, I call them creatures. Let's talk a little bit about Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife. They were of God, but they fell also. If you want to turn to Acts chapter 5, it says, a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, they sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now that would be fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But Peter said, Ananias, why had Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Because you told us you gave us the whole thing. Whilst it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? You could have just gave us whatever you wanted. Why hast you conceived this thing in thine heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, who thought he was a person of God, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all them that heard these things. So these are all people that thought they were of God. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And there were about 3 hours went by, and then his wife shows up, and she didn't know what was done. She comes in. Peter's testing her. He says unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for much? And she said, oh, yeah, this is what we got for it. And Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed, husband and wife, you have agreed to tempt the Spirit of Jehovah? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband at the door shall carry you out. And she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. I bet you she was so frightened. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. So here we have a lot of people so far that thought they were of God, you know, and they were right with God. Just think of Satan. I mean, he was right there in eternity. I mean, he was just a created being, but even in him, this sin could be found. So I moved up to this right here. I was thinking, this popped into my mind. There were 7 churches in Asia Minor. Only some small remains are left today. All the 7 churches are gone now. Their light went out because they were one of the candlesticks. We have Ephesus and Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. So what can we learn from these 7 churches? You know, I was thinking about that this morning. Because sometimes we speed read this and we don't really think about it. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Revelation 1. I'll give you a moment to get there. And this is the revelation of Yeshua the Messiah, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah and of all things that he saw. So blessed are they that read and hear, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. The time is at hand. And this was John to the 7 churches which were in Asia. So John is commissioned to write this. Grace unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the 7 spirits which are before his throne, and from Yeshua the Messiah, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. And made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He's not in Jerusalem, and he's not in the secret chambers. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye is going to see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. They sure are. Even so, amen. He says, and this is the Greek, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the ending, saith Jehovah, the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Oh boy. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom and patience of Yeshua the Messiah, I was just in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah. And I was there, I was in the Spirit on Saturday, on the Lord's day, and we heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, Smyrna, unto Pergamos, Thyatira, unto Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of these candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Wow. And his feet were like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice was as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. You know, you can't look at the sun, right? And this is exactly what happened. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So these are the things that he's seen, the things that are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches, and their light was supposed to shine. Seems like the seven candlesticks were to be a light in this dark world, but they don't exist anymore. Isn't that sad? They don't exist anymore at this point in time. You could look them up in history. Here are seven churches to consider. Let's see if there is some reproof or correction we can utilize for ourselves today from these three chapters below. Well, actually it should be two chapters below. Two mistakes, but you're getting the message, right? Yeah. This is Revelation 2. This is unto the church of Ephesus, write. This is unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. These things saith he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Wow, so God was walking in the midst of all these churches, because they are the candlesticks. And this is a scary thought, I thought. It really hit me this morning. He goes, I know your works. I know your works and your labor and your patience and how you cannot bear them that are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and we have too, and they're not, and have found them liars. Yes, we met a lot of people we thought were brothers and sisters, and we found out they're just thieves and liars. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Now this is the scary part. He says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. So what did you put before God? Remember from whence you have fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I'll come to you quickly and remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent." So these churches they're gone. So I wonder what happened. "But this thou hast, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also I hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life." Where's the tree of life? Is it on the earth? No, it's in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. So there's one church to consider some things. "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Again, I know your works, and tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blaspheme of them that say they're Jews, and they're not." I know that some people now think they're Jews, and they act Jewish, and they wear Jewish garb, but they're the synagogue of Satan. "Fear none of those things which you're going to suffer." This might happen, too. The devil might cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. "Be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Only to the ones that overcome shall not be heard of the second death." See that verse? So you have to overcome. You can't just say, "Well, I served the Lord for 30 years, 50 years. You have to serve the Lord to the end. So that's two churches already. There might be some information there that you might take to heart. "Now this is the angel to the church in Pergamos, right? These things saith he which had the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works, and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is. And you hold fast my name, and has not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. You know, you did so good, but I have a few things against you. Because you have there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. That's why we won't allow anyone to be in our congregation with false doctrine. Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them." You actually let these people be with you. "Them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I told you I hate. Repent, or else I'll come unto you quickly, and I'll fight against you with the sword of my mouth." If you have an ear, you better hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. "To them that overcome," only to the ones that overcome, "will I give to eat of the hidden manna," the hidden manna. "And I'll give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, that no one knows, saving he that receives it." Now to the church of Thyatira. You know, I was thinking about a lot of these churches, too, that Apostle Paul must have went through. You ever notice in archaeology, they never found any letters from them, a lot of these churches. Letters from them, or I guess people call them epistles. There's no epistles of Thyatira or Sardis, the letter from Sardis or to Sardis. I always wonder what happened to all these churches. Anyway, "these things saith the Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass. I know your works, and charity, service, faith, and patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffer that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, this devil lady, who teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication spiritually and physically, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols." He said, "And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. But you allowed her to be there. Behold, I'll cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I'll kill her children with death. This is the sweet Jesus. All the churches are going to know that I am He. I am He, which searches the reins and the hearts, and I'll give unto every one of you according to your works. Wow. I was reading all this morning, and really, this felt like I was getting more and more deeper understanding of all these words. Just, wow. Makes you just want to do something. Don't you just want to do something? You're going to be judged according to your works. But unto you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, and as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I'll put upon you no other burden. So some people there were okay. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. Hold fast. Here it is again. He that overcomes and keeps the works unto the end. To them will I give power over the nations. Messiah is going to rule them with a rod of iron, and as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I'll give you the morning star. Praise the Lord. Amen, Yeshua. So if you have an ear, try to take this with a spiritual ear and digest it in your heart, what the Spirit says unto the churches. Chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis, we have no letters from them. This is the only writings we have. These things saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you live, but you're dead. Wow. Sardis, be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, that are ready to die. I have not found your works perfect before God. That's a scary thing, isn't it? I always pray, where are we, God? What are we doing? What are we doing wrong? Remember therefore how you hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. You know, if you don't watch, I'll come unto you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I'll come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis which have not defiled. There's a few people in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. They're the ones that are going to walk with me in white. They're worthy. He that overcomes shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. If that happens, there's really no eternal security, right? Because your name had to be in the book of life to be blotted out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So if you have an ear, I hope you hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that's holy, he that's true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. You have a little strength, and have kept my word, and has not denied my name. And again, God hates these fake Jews that are running around, especially in the messianic world. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. And I pray God keeps us all from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. It's going to be faster than you think. Hold that fast which you have. Let no one take your crown. To them that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, amen, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. So if you have an ear, I hope you hear what the Spirit has said unto the churches, and maybe there's something for us to glean out of that. And the last church, this is seven. For some reason, God picks seven. That's his number. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. We have no letters from the Laodiceans. Write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. And this one's really bad. I would you were either hot or cold. I wish you weren't lukewarm. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold or hot. I would that were cold or hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So because you're just a hypocrite phony, and you're lukewarm, and you're neither cold or hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and increased with goods, and I have all these fake brothers and sisters around me that encourage me. And you have need of nothing. And you know you don't even know that you're wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counseled you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, and that you may be rich, and white raiment that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And I wanted you to anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him or her and will sup with them, and he with me. Only to the ones that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame. I'm sat down with my Father in his throne. So if you have an ear, I hope you hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. This is not a long study today, but it's potent to me. Beware, there's no eternal security if you sin. Once you sin, like Satan, once iniquity is found, that's it. So wherefore let them that think they stand take heed lest they fall. Remember, we're counting the Sabbaths, not Omers. Seven Sabbaths, the first fruits, plus one day, 50 days. It will be May 24th, 2015. Sunday, we'll have two Sabbaths in a row. It will be Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. Anyway, the next Sabbath will be the fifth Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Well, as I can say, is that if you have an ear, I hope you heard what the Spirit said unto the churches. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And I'd like to just go back and look at these seven churches again. Because the more I think about it, just think, we have no record of any of their recordings for some reason. We have letters to Ephesus. We have one letter to the Ephesians. We have no letters to or from Smyrna. We have no letters to or from Pergamos. Thyatira, we have no letters to or from there. Sardis, we have no letters from Philadelphia or to Philadelphia. And we have no letters from Laodicea or to the Laodiceans, even though it mentions them in one of the epistles. So isn't that strange? So I always get the feeling something maybe drastically happened to these seven churches. They must have been all killed, or who knows what happened. There was only very few people within a few of these churches that were doing good. And I wonder how long God put up with them, and there were seven of them. So there's a lot to think about when you could look on the net. You could see there's maps on, you could go to Google and put the seven churches in Asia. There's lots of maps. You can see exactly where they used to be. Today, I believe there's just maybe some ruins left over or something. I think it's inhabited by Turkey, or a lot of Arabs live there. And you say to yourself, what in the world happened to these seven candlesticks that were supposed to be a light to the world? They're gone many, many years ago. Anyway, so I hope our journey and our path, we be mindful of, you know, don't be too thinking that you're so God's bright-haired person, but fear God and keep his commandments. Fair-haired, what did I say?
Bright-haired.
Fair-haired, bright-haired, whatever-haired. Just make sure that you fear God and keep his commandments, because there is no eternal security. And there's no, God knows our works. That's a scary thought. I wish, you know, I think to myself, we don't have any secrets, with, you know. And I wonder, seems like just keeping the commandments, telling the truth, not stealing, not lying, not slandering, not backbiting, not gossiping, not spreading the evil tongue, rachil, you know, just no lashon hara, right? If you want to say it in Hebrew, it sounds the same. It's the same thing in English. But I'm saying we got to make sure we keep ourselves spotless, because he says, I've not found your works perfect. Wow. That's a scary thought, huh? That's not like, you just did a few things wrong. He don't like that. So there is room for improvement, I guess, in me and all of us, I hope. Anyway, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom. I hope you got something out of this study. And it's not a long study, but to me it was a potent study because it came out of nowhere. And there's probably more to think about later. And maybe we'll read some more Revelation. Who knows? Well, God bless you, and may God give you ears to hear and hearts to perceive and minds spiritually to understand. And may God help us all and make sure we have no secret sins that are invading our soul, or the little foxes that invade our soul, the little sins. But make sure we keep ourselves clear and pure before God. And I thank God for the blood of the Messiah and for this message today, Father. We have ears to hear, and we'll examine these churches again. In Yeshua's name, amen. Shabbat Shalom.